Anyway, so he conjures the same thing now. Ajatasaiva bhavasso amritam martyatam vrajet. Tattvataha. See, and the word mayaya tattvataha. What is the meaning of the word mayaya? Apparently. Then, tattvataha, really. If duality is real, if really Brahman has undergone a change and become the creation, if it is a creation, it is not a modification, okay, of Brahman here. But still, it's the appearance of Brahman. That's what we have to understand. We are going to understand the word vivarta. Vivarta means becoming a cause without undergoing a change, isn't it? Understand. So here, vidyamanetu amritam martyatam vrajet. It is like saying immortal Brahman has become what? A mortal. That's what it's saying, isn't it? So that's not possible. You remember Shankaracharya's example, agnihi sheetatam yatha navrajet. No? The fire cannot become cold because the being hot is its intrinsic nature. Similarly, being unborn, being changeless and being beginningless is the nature of the reality. That is why the very word Brahman, everybody accepts the reality being implied by the term Brahman. Advaiti, Advaiti, everybody. Isn't it? What he says. So, which means, what he wants to say in the previous and this verse actually, any form of worship, worship of any form of worship, worship of any form, any practice, any ritual which involves duality is acceptable for an Advaiti because he knows the value of all of them. Because for one to become qualified for this knowledge, it's very important she can accept. Okay, whereas an Advaiti cannot accept people who are given to different forms of worship, other forms of worship, etc. That was what we said earlier. So now, so having said that and having presented this logical the problem involved in this, the perception of the duality to be accepted as a fact also, here the one more thing is, he's going to continue with the same thing, the concept of moksha. Even the moksha we are talking about is moksha. What is this moksha? And we all know moksha is freedom. And freedom is that we are all the individuals, all the human beings, the secrets are, we are all, our purushartha is moksha, not jnanam. Where do we remember, isn't it? We are not interested in knowledge. We are actually, what we want is moksha. Purushartha is jnanam or moksha. If you say, moksha is the purushartha. That's why artha, kama, dharma, jnanam they didn't put. Moksha they put, because what we purushartha is only moksha, the freedom, the happiness, not knowledge. But now knowledge becomes the purushartha because knowledge is freedom. Because ajnanam is bondage, ignorance is bondage. And we want this freedom, which is the limitations, bondage, you know, dvait, it's all what now, the limitations. So what is this moksha? Moksha is actually, if you say, discovery of happiness, which is already, limitlessness, which is already there. So when you say discovery of limitlessness means discovery of freedom, which is already there. And the freedom, that's why nitya muktaha atma, nitya muktam brahma we say, the freedom is the very swarupam of the atma. Freedom implies what? Limitlessness. Bondage implies what? Limited. So being limited is bondage, being limitless is mokshaha. So being limitless is equal to what? Limitlessness. Limitlessness is timelessness, spatially limitlessness, object-wise limitlessness, fullness. Therefore, freedom implies fullness, which is happiness. Fullness is happiness, inadequacy is bondage. Niraivu santosham kurai dukkam. So what is sorrow? No, inadequacy is sorrow, bondage. Limitlessness, fullness is happiness. And the fullness is nothing but limitlessness. Limitlessness is nothing but timelessness, spatial limitlessness, which is freedom, isn't it? And this freedom, when we say it is not attained, it is discovered, means if it is it attained or what? What is this freedom? Attainment of freedom. We say it is a spiritual journey. We say spiritual journey, isn't it? Spiritual journey means is there a physical distance through which there's a journey? It's a physical journey. Attainment of moksha is always said to be a spiritual journey. Isn't it? A spiritual journey means what? It is not a physical journey. It's not physical travel, isn't it? It is purely cognitive. So journey from where to where? It is ajnanam to jnanam. Ajnanam to jnanam is what? Dvaitam to advaitam. Bondage to moksha. Bondage to moksha is nothing but dvaitam to advaitam, which is ignorance to knowledge. This is purely cognitive. Only then is this moksha, if at all we attain jnanam, and attain moksha means, his moksha is something newly attained. If it is not the nature of the reality, then it is something newly attained. Freedom is the limitlessness, is the swarupam of the reality. Discovering limitlessness or fullness is what? Attainment of freedom. If this limitlessness is the or moksha is something newly attained which was not there before, then that moksha will be subject to change. We will lose it also. Therefore, the moksha we attain, we are not interested in attaining something, work hard, attain, and then we lose it. It is not worth attaining such moksha. Our interest in moksha itself, once we attain, it will be there forever. If the moksha has to be there forever, it is not attained physically, attained cognitively, which means it is already there. If it should not be lost, means it should not have the beginning also. If it cannot have the beginning, means if moksha is something eternal, swarupam of the eternal, something eternal, which is the swarupam, the moksha, which is the eternal swarupam, must be of the eternal reality, not the, isn't it, time bound thing. We can't even use the term time bound reality. You can't say reality means eternal. Therefore, its swarupam is what? Also eternal. Then the fire was there. For some time it was hot. For some time it becomes cold. Can you say that? No. Fire means always hot. Similarly, limitlessness is discovery of limitlessness. The nature of the reality is, in fact, you understand reality in terms of its swarupam being limitlessness. And understanding of limitlessness is what? Understanding of the reality being fullness is of the nature of, understand the nature of reality being fullness. Understanding the nature of reality being fullness is understanding the nature of reality being happiness. This understanding is what? In fact, understanding of attainment of moksha, which is not physical, which is only cognitive. Isn't it? Then there's no physical distance here. Therefore, which the space exists within the realm of time and space, isn't it? So here, which means it is not the nature. You can't say, no, the fire once upon a time was hot and once upon a time becomes cold. Similarly, reality never was limited. It is limitlessness and it is always limitlessness. Limitlessness is eternal nature of the eternal reality, beginningless reality. Therefore, the moksha also, when we talk about the attainment of moksha, even a dvaiti also will not be interested in moksha, which is impermanent. Suppose if we say, if moksha is, there are people, the moksha concept, Now, what is that? According to Advaiti, what is moksha? Attaining the feet of the Lord, an abode of Lord. For a Saivite, it can be Kailasam. For a Vaishnavite, it can be Vaikuntham. Or for other person, Father in heaven, in the heaven, or any other, okay, you have your own concept of moksha. Attaining, going to heaven is the ultimate goal. That is where my freedom is, my happiness is. That is the ultimate. Going to heaven is not only for a non-Vaidika. Now, even the so-called Hindus also have the understanding of what? Going somewhere. You know? It means you have to go somewhere, travel somewhere physically. Physically, at least sukshmataya. Subtly, you have to, there's a journey involved, travel involved. And then all pervasive reality, which is the Lord, the truth. Time, which is always there, everywhere there. You don't need a second to reach that Lord. You don't need to travel even one step ahead to attain the truth, Bhagavan. Isn't it? Timelessly, spatially, limitlessly, always there means, where is the question of going to see the truth or going to reach Bhagavan? Because Bhagavan is truth and truth is, Bhagavan is in heaven. Therefore, truth is in heaven means, then it involves real travel. Understand? Real travel. These 3 points are remembered. Therefore, moksha is a journey and there is no physical distance and there is no time distance also. You have only attained in terms of the knowledge. The 3 points we have to remember. That's what he is going to say. But is all these people who are given to this, for whom the reality is an object, which means the God is an object, because they see God as God means reality. Reality is an object means God is an object means then God is located. Isn't located means there's a distance involved. And here, what has such a distance, if at all you attain something, distantly, which enjoys physical distance, that is not real reality. That's not moksha. There's only apekshika moksha, temporary relief. You have some break, like going for a holiday from here. It is not really not moksha. The moksha which you want actually is, which should be permanent, which should be lost, which should last forever. If the moksha must be permanent means, endless means, it should not have the beginning. If it should not have the beginning means, it is the very intrinsic nature of, nature means what? That is how reality is. That is how reality is. Very swarupam, isn't it? Therefore, he is going to say all those points now. Again, all these, taking the moksha as an implied meaning of, the word moksha implies limitlessness. Limitlessness implies timelessness again, which is the nature of the reality. And that moksha is eternal. Therefore, reality is eternal. Therefore, being infinite, eternal, it cannot be it is changeless, therefore it cannot be the cause, therefore Jagat is not the creation. You got the point? Same thing, what I have already said, I am not repeating, he is repeating all these verses. Ajatasyaiva bhavasya,
Ajatasyaiva bhavasya,
Jati michanti vadinaha,
Jati michanti vadinaha,
Ajato hyamruto bhavo,
Ajato hyamruto bhavo,
Martyatam kathameshyati,
Martyatam kathameshyati.
See, some people, kechid Upanishad vyakhyataraha, Kechid Upanishad Vyakhyat, some people who interpret Upanishad, some people, what they do, Vadinaha means some people who interpret Upanishads, they, Ajatasya Bhavasya Jati Michanti. Ajataha Bhavaha means what now? The universe which is existent, the existent universe, which is not created, Ajataha. Uncreated, unborn universe. Okay, universe is not created. The uncreated universe, Ajatasya Bhavasya. Jatim Ichanti. Jatihi means Utpattihi. They say Utpattim Ichanti. They argue stating, Vadinaha, the people who argue, how do they argue? Who are the people who interpret this Upanishad also? They say, Brahman is infinite. The infinite Brahman means Brahman is not the cause. If Brahman is not the cause, what is this universe? This universe is not the creation. But then they say, Ajatasya Bhavasya. This universe is only appearance. The apparent, the universe which is appearance, they take it as what? Created. Jatyam Ichanti means they talk about the creation of the universe. They want, they say, Upanishad is created. The universe is created. Created by the Lord. Lord is the reality. Jatim Ichanti. What he wants to say? Ajatasya Bhavasya Jatim Ichanti. Pirakkada onrukku birthday celebrate pandranga. That's what, no? It is like saying what now? You say attribute this, you know, this quality of being born to something which is unborn, uncreated. You say universe is created means where is the creation? You talk about the creation and we ask all these questions. Why did God create this? When did God create this? How did He create it? Now, how did He create? Who? Again, He create. How did He create? How did she create? We mostly use only He. We never talk about God as a she. You know, that when we feel very unhappy, we also add a goddess then. So why did He create? And when did He create? How did He create? Why there is creation at all? All these questions will resolve if there is the fact is understood. There is no creation, isn't it? But the create there is no. It is not the creation because it is nothing but appearance of one reality, secondless reality, and that reality is unborn. A reality is eternal, beginningless. Therefore, it is changeless. Therefore, there is no creation. Ajatasya bhavasya jatim ichanti vadinaha. Similarly, atma tattvasya api ajati. What about this aham? When you say even the, what about the jiva swarupam? Jiva swarupam also, which is the truth of the individual, also is what? Ajataha. Jivaha is also unborn. It's like how pot space is unborn. We have seen very clearly pot space has no birth. Because when there's no pot space at all, how can it talk about the birth of the pot space? You have to remember Swamiji's example, Vazhakkila Kazhakkumeka Paarkkale. Isn't it? What does it mean? It is such a smallest measure, don't search for east, west, south, north directions. Why? That itself is not there. So when you say there's no pot, such thing called pot space, how can you talk about the birth of the pot space? You already resolve the pot space as total space. There's no pot space. There's only space. Similarly, there's only Atma, the consciousness, Brahman, which means where is the very aham? There's no jiva there. The only consciousness, isn't it? And then we said the jiva is content. Part space is space means there's no part space. When you say jiva is Atma, Brahman, the consciousness means there's no jiva. There's no aham. When she says jiva is consciousness, no aham. Then where's the question of birth? Isn't it? You cannot talk about the birth of something which is not there. There's no birth. దర్ఫోర్ అజాతస్య భావస్య జాతిమిచ్చంతి వాదినః ది యూనివర్స్ ఆల్ దెర్స్ నో క్రియేషన్ యూనివర్స్ ఆల్సో హెస్ నో బిగినింగ్ జీవ ఆల్సో హెస్ నో ఇస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నో బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ది జీవ If at all you say talk about the birth, only apparent birth, there's no real birth. No, ajataha, amrutaha, bhavaha, martyatam katam eshiti. So unborn jiva, surupam. When you say the part space is not there, well, parts, we can't talk about the part, birth of the part space. Therefore, there's no such thing called death of the part space also. When there's no birth for the pot space, there's no death for the pot space. There can't be, isn't it? No, there's no birth, but there's death. If birth is not there, death also cannot be there. Why? Because there's no pot space. There's no jiva other than atma. Therefore, there is no birth. Therefore, there's no death also. Ajataha, therefore amrutaha. Unborn, birthless, therefore deathless, immortal also, timeless, bhavaha, katam martyatam yeshyati, how can the jiva swarupa, how can atma, which is Brahman, attain mortality? If you say jagat is real, you make Brahman the karanam, okay, which is not right, which is not illogical, because infinite cannot have the change. Then, not only that, if then you also talk about what? Then jiva also becomes, you have to talk about the birth of the jiva also. Because reality is what? One non-dual. Cause of the jiva and cause of the universe. Cause of the jiva means what? Because then jiva, you have to talk about the birth of the jiva. You have to talk about the creation. You have to say there's no creation. And you have to say there's no jiva. What is jivaha? Atma. Brahma. What is jagat? Atma. Brahma. But there's no means, why? Therefore, there is no creation of jiva means atma is infinite, beginning, birthless, unborn, uncreated, therefore immortal, timeless, changeless. Therefore, there is no creation, there is no jiva. Okay? When you say that, atma katam martyatam esheti, how can you talk about the death of the jiva? You can talk about the birth of something, death of something, only if it is there. There is only space. There is no pot space. And you know, space has no beginning. Therefore, space has no end, no change. And when it is not even there, how can I talk about the birth and death of something? There is no elephant here, how can you talk about this? How can you describe the elephant which is not here? For you to describe about something, about the attributes, to talk about the attributes of something, which must be there. You already negated the existence of the pot space. Which means what? Negate the existence of pot space means there's no such thing called pot space, only space. You are not negating the existence of space. You are negating the partness attributed to the space. Isn't it? It is negated. Therefore, you can't talk about the birth of it. You can't talk about the death of it also. Katham ajatasya bhavasya jati michanti vadinaha ajataha amrutaha bhavaha martyatam katham eshiti. Martyatam swabhavataha san. Na, the beginninglessness being the very intrinsic nature, timelessness being the very intrinsic nature, changelessness being the very intrinsic nature, how can I talk about the birth of that and death of it? Isn't it? One point is enough for you to remember this, isn't it? Infinite means, that is why it's very important to understand when you say infinite, 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 what do you mean by the word infinitude? What do you understand by the word eternality, eternity? Changelessness, matram in mind. It's very important. And listen to that. Martyatam katam eshati. Therefore, nakathanchana martyatvam. Therefore, there's no way of what now? The reality becoming a mortal. Na bhavatyamrutam martyam.
Na bhavatyamrutam martyam.
Namartyamamrutam tatha.
Namartyamamrutam tatha.
Prakruter anyatha bhavo.
Prakruter anyatha bhavo.
Nakathanchit bhavishyati.
Nakathanchit bhavishyati.
Nabhavatyamrutam martyam.
Nabhavatyamrutam martyam.
Namartyamamrutam tatha.
Namartyamamrutam tatha.
Prakruter anyatha bhavo.
Prakruter anyatha bhavo.
Nakathanchit bhavishyati.
Nakathanchit bhavishyati.
Kathanchit na bhavishyati. Now, never will there be the change of the intrinsic nature. Kathanchit na bhavishyati. What is intrinsic will never change. If it is anything which will change is what? Not intrinsic. Is there anything which is subject to change? Anything which undergoes a change cannot be said to be the intrinsic. If intrinsic means, it will not change. You cannot say something is intrinsic and have something to change also. That is why we have always the hot water also is hot, fire also is hot. But what is intrinsic in what? The heat is intrinsic in fire, whereas the heat is incidental in the hot water. So intrinsic is permanent, is swarupam, isn't it? So swarupa dharmaha, we say swabhavika dharmaha or agantuka dharmaha, which comes and goes is what? Incidental, isn't it? So here limitlessness, limit or infinitude, timelessness. Timelessness implies changelessness. Timelessness, the beginninglessness, changelessness is the intrinsic nature. In fact, limitlessness, what is what? Limitlessness also. All these words you have to understand. Infinitude implies beginninglessness, the timelessness. Timelessness implies beginninglessness, birthlessness, which implies changelessness. Isn't it? Changelessness. And that means changelessness implies endlessness also, deathlessness also, immortality also. Therefore, he says, that is the very intrinsic nature of the reality. It cannot change. In fact, you arrive at the reality itself through this swarupam only. What he says here, na bhavati amrutam martyam. Amrita means the immortal, the reality which is not subject to end, subject to death, subject to end, but now subject to mortality. Reality which is not subject to mortality. He says, amartyam. Amritam is equal to here reality Brahman. Atma Brahman, which is immortal Brahman. Na martyam bhavati, never does it become a mortal. அழிவற்ற பரம்பொருள் ஒருபோதும் அழிவினை அடையாது. Isn't it? பிறப்பற்ற பரம்பொருள் ஒருபோதும் சாவினை அடையாது. Immortal reality can never become a mortal. Why is he talking? Do you understand the context? You have to remember the context. Why is he talking about the immortality of Brahman and saying that immortal Brahman can never become the mortal? Why is he saying? To say there is no change and a part of the reality. If there is no change, means there is no jiva, there is no jagat created. Jiva and jagat both are manifestations, okay, of the one and the same reality, which means even if you see this, there is a seeming birth of the jiva, there is a seeming apparent creation. Understand? When you talk about the creation, we are talking about the creation which is apparent. When you talk about the birth, celebrate the birthday, the birth is also whatly an apparent. It is not intrinsic, not real, not absolutely real. That's what he wants to say. அமிர்தம் மர்த்தியம் ந பவதி. மர்த்தியாங்கிறது மார்டல். அமிர்தம் இஸ் இம்மார்டல் ரியாலிட்டி. சோ இம்மார்டல் டைம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி நெவர் டஸ் இட் பிகம் அ டைம் பவுண்ட் திங் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு சேஞ்ச் ஆர் இட் இஸ் அ மார்டல். நெவர் டஸ் பிகம் அ மார்டல். சிமிலர்லி ந மர்த்தியம் அமிர்தம் ததா. Similarly, something which is subject to change or mortality also can never become, remain immortal. Now you have to understand what is mortality, what is death. You know, death also is only a change. Death is nothing but a change. Mortality is nothing but a change. One form undergoing a change to become another form is called what? Death of one form and birth of another form. Isn't it? This is what is death. And what is subject to change here? The matter is subject to change. What is the Namarupa subject to change? This appearance subject to change. This Jagat which appears now can undergo change, become what? Vyakta manifest universe will become unmanifest. The unmanifest can become again manifest. Similarly, the body, mind, sense complex also here, the material products, the namarupas, it can undergo the change, matter undergoes changes, therefore the names and forms undergo a change. And which change is the unchangeable nature of the prakriti, the matter. Therefore, martyam nakadapi amartyana amrutam bhavati. The which is subject to change and mortality will never become immortal reality. And immortal reality can never become a mortal. B. Is it clear? Which means you have to say what? Even what is immortal, what is subject to mortality and change also is only what? Appearance of the mortal is nothing but appearance of the immortal reality. Any mortal is only appearance of the immortal reality. Okay, the whole Jagat also is what now, which is subject to change, is only an appearance of the unchanging reality, Brahman. Therefore, martyam na martyam amritam tatha. Prakritehe anyatha bhavaha na kathanchit bhavishyati. Never will the intrinsic nature, prakritehe means swabhavaha, the swarupam, that which is intrinsic nature will never change under any circumstance. never will there be change of the swarupam, swabhavika dharmaha, the intrinsic nature. Okay, which means the heat of the fire will never undergo change and undergo change. The heat of the fire, which is intrinsic, which will be there unchangingly, unchangeably. Similarly, the infinitude, the timelessness, changelessness also, which is the swarupam of the reality, which will be there always. The intrinsic nature being permanent, eternal, so the reality also is what now, which is of the nature of eternity, cannot have beginning, change or death. Therefore, there is no jiva. Therefore, there is no jagat. Jiva, jagat, both are not there really. They only appearance, apparent. This apparent jiva, apparent birth of the jiva, this apparent creation of the universe. Therefore, there is no real jiva srishti. There is no real jagat also. Therefore, there is no real duality. Is not there. There is only apparent. Dvaitam is apparent. Because jiva is apparent, jagat is apparent, dvaitam is apparent, jiva, ishvara, jagat, veda is also what now? Apparent. Actually, what is absolutely real is non-dual reality, and which is not the karanam, which is not the cause. What is the proof? Its own swarupam is the proof. Infinite itself is what? Infinitude being the nature of the reality itself is enough for us to understand the jiva and jagat being not there really. You have to remember part space example, so you'll remember that. Every time when, you know, I just have told people also, when you celebrate with the birthdays, you know, every birthday celebration you have to remember. This fact. Isn't it? You can only count, okay, number, year, 100 years Bhagavan has given maximum 100 years for a human being. No, max, some people live for 116 years also. An old Tata was there, I saw him, some picture. Then sometimes they live also, you know. What I'm saying, 100 years, if at all we have full span of life, ordained by Bhagavan in the form of law and order, you know, only for this body, isn't it? And this body, and whose birth you are celebrating here? Antyeshti others will do. Birth celebration we enjoy. And every time you cut the cake also, and we blow the candles. Blowing the candle, I really do not understand the meaning of it. Why do we blow the candle? What does it signify? What does it mean?
Anticipating the end.
Which means that is how I had to take it, isn't it? But I said every time you celebrate the candle, you celebrate the birthday, when you light it, if it's the 11th birthday, means light the 10 candles, keep the 11th one and pray and light the 11th one. Why? Because every year you age, you have to mature also. The more light comes, the more clarity comes, isn't it? So we become more and more emotionally mature. That must be the prayer. So instead of blowing the candle, better let us light the candle. Extra one more candle. 12th birthday, 11th, no, don't blow it. One more, 12th one.
Aside from conception.
Anyway, whatever it is. See, that is why ajatasya bhavasya elya bartre katham. Ajatasya bhavasya. Jatim, na, jati means the birth. Anyway, so, amrutam na martyam bhavati. Martyam amrutam na tatha. prakritehe anyatha bhavaha. Anyatha bhavaha means being different. It's called anyatha bhavaha. Being different from what it is, its real nature. It's not supposed, just as anyatha bhavaha means fire becoming cold is what? Anyatha bhavaha. Na anyatha bhavaha kathanchit na bhavi sambhavishyati. Never will there be the being different from its real nature. Okay, never will there be possibility of being different from its one's real nature. Similarly, the reality will never be different from its real original nature of being infinite and limitless, beginningless, changeless, therefore not being the cause also, isn't it? Uncaused. Therefore, prakritehe anyatha bhavaha kathanchit na sambhavishy na bhavishyati. Swabhave namruto yasya.
Swabhave namruto yasya.
Bhavo gacchati martyatam.
Bhavo gacchati martyatam.
Swabhave namruto yasya.
Swabhave namruto yasya.
Bhavo gacchati martyatam.
Bhavo gacchati martyatam.
Kritake namrutastasya.
Kritake namrutastasya.
Katham sthasyati nischalah.
Katham sthasyati nischalah.
Here, in this 22nd karika, with this the discussion has been doing will be over. And the next he is taking again the moksha concept in this verse. See, what I have already told you is going to begin here. What is the nature of the reality? In fact, again, you have all these four verses, one thing is taken, the meaning of the word Brahman. The word Brahman implies the nature of reality being infinitude or limitlessness. Why this word implies the nature of reality being limitlessness or infinitude? Reality, the vastu, happens to be the abstract, and we have to arrive at the nature of the reality, stumble upon the nature of reality, understand the reality only in terms of its nature. Therefore, the word only implies the nature of reality. So, when it says infinitude is the nature of the reality or limitlessness is the nature of reality, what do we understand? It is limitlessness is, in fact, timelessness. You know, and then spatially, being free from spatial object limitations, which means when you take this timelessness alone, timelessness is the nature of reality, which means it is beginningless, it is endless, it is changeless, which means this nature, swarupam, is also what? Beginningless, endless and changeless. That's why the mokshaha is in fact, the freedom is in fact discovery of the nature is freedom. Discovery of the nature of the self being limitlessness is in fact freedom. And the discovery of the nature of the self being limitlessness is discovery of the very reality. Discovery of the nature of the self is discovery of the self. There's no way of discovering the self other than discovering the nature of the self. When you discover this nature of this self being consciousness, you understand the same consciousness being is of the nature of limitlessness, timelessness. And that is why we say, once you discovered means it is not lost. So, attainment of moksha is discovery. discovery of moksha. It's a cognitive, isn't it? Therefore, cognitive means then it is not lost. Why is it not lost? The moksha attained is the discovery of the swarupam, the nature, which is eternal. Therefore, moksha attained is a permanent one. It is not lost. That is why we are interested in that moksha. So it's impermanent. It is going to be lost. We will not be interested. Therefore, if it is permanent, means it cannot have the beginning. It cannot have the moksha. Is no beginning. Now we understand. We are moksha attaining. Attaining moksha means we are not something. We are not attaining something newly. Isn't it? That's what he wants to say in this context. Swabhavena amrutaha yasya swabhavena amrutaha yasya amrutaha bhavaha martyatam gacchati. Suppose if that moksha attained is lost, amrutaha bhavaha, this immortality, eternity, which is the intrinsic nature, if it is attained and it is lost, how, if it is not possible, isn't it? So he says, martyatam gacchati. If moksha attained is lost, moksha attained is lost, then we will not be interested in that moksha. The moksha attained is not lost. It will remain forever. That is why we are interested in that moksha, which means it has no beginning, and which is the very nature of the reality. The moksha attained is also not lost. That's also proof for the nature of the reality being eternal. That being, the timelessness being the nature of the reality. Reality being eternal. Kritakena amrutaha tasya katam sthasyati nischalaha. Kritakena, if it is lost, katam nischalam sthasyati. If moksha is newly attained, kritakena amrutasya, amrutaha means moksha here, okay? If moksha is attained newly, which was not there before, something you are attaining newly, then katam tasya nischalaha, how will it be there forever? Understand? The moksha we attain through knowledge, is it attained newly or if it is already there? That's the question. Nam adaigindra niraivu, which is moksha. The discovery of fullness, which is moksha, is it newly attained? Is it an event which happens in a given time? That's the question. Is moksha swarupam, moksha swarupam va uta, is it an event which happens in a given time? On a given fine day, at a given place, under the Bodhi tree, on a given tithi, nakshatra, attainment of moksha, enlightenment. Is mokshaha an event? Event means what? It has a time when it happens. It involves a place where it happens, fire court. We are going. I want to say some nice things about this place. Isn't it? One Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, Spire Court, which is an event, happened. Our gathering happened. We can all say. Gathering is an event which happened, in Spire Court on a given day and given time. For duration of time, we can talk about. Is moksha an event or is moksha swarupaha? Isn't it? If it is not an event, which is a swarupaha. If it is swarupaha, means It is not an event means what then? This Swarupam means Swarupam of what? The nature of what? Your own Swarupam. Your own Swarupam means what? Swarupam of the whole Jagat also. Swarupam of the whole Jagat, Swarupam of you means it is the truth of the Jiva and the Jagat. Truth of Jiva and Jagat, Jiva and Ishvara. Truth of the whole. That truth is what now implied by the term Brahman. The reality, the truth implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness which you discover. Okay? You discover. Which is moksha. Therefore, what do we understand? Moksha is not something, an event which is attained newly. If it is attained newly, if it is an event, then what? Katam stasyati nischalaha. Something which is attained, it is anything attained subject to change. Therefore, it will not be there permanently without undergoing a change. Nischalaha katam stasyati. Without moving, moving but now, without undergoing a change, how will it last forever if it is kritakena, if it is newly attained as an event, if it happens? Kritakena means if it, by doing some karma, by some effort, some meditation practice and by doing something, you have attainment of anything in a given time and space, which is an event, involves what? Action. Effort. And for moksha, no effort is involved in attaining moksha. What does it mean now? Moksha is very nature. Until knowledge, effort is involved. After jnanam, no effort is involved. That's what I'm saying. So effortlessly you attain means no action is involved. If it is an event means it should be, it involves effort. So effortfully, if moksha is an event which is something which is attained, then it will not last forever. Katham nischalastasyati. It will not last forever. That is why all these verses, one more thing, it made it very clear, to negate the Jagat being not the creation, to negate Jagat Srishti. Jagat is not there, is not the creation. Jagat is not there means what now? There is no creation of the Jagat. You have to say, but there is no Jagat also, you will say. Really, if you see correctly, how you can say there is no ocean? Ocean is not there. For you to say ocean is not there, what should you see? Ocean is only appearance of the water. For you to say ocean is only appearance of the water, you must have seen the water. When you have seen the water, you understand the nature of the water being one, all pervasive. Isn't it? Reality. Similarly here also, for you to say there is no Jagat, no Jagat means what? Jagat, you don't say Jagat is not there at all. You never say ocean is not there at all. There is Jagat, which is nothing but appearance of Brahman. In that, when you're seeing the Jagat as appearance of Brahman, you resolve intellectually dvaitam. Duality, differences, plurality, you resolve. Is it? Physically, you're not doing anything. Intellectually, you resolve the differences. And you say, it's only all these, the entire ocean full of waves is appearance of water. Similarly, even though what is not available within, available for my perception experience also, the Jagat is so vast, isn't it? so vast, incomprehensibly vast universe also, I can just say with my own limited experience of the Jagat, limited Jagat only is available for my experience. How much Jagat do we know? How much Jagat do we perceive? What we perceive as Jagat is very, very limited, isn't it? Very limited. Not the whole cosmos, when do you perceive? But you can understand what now. This is nothing but, is this all the differences you can just resolve. So here, the duality you are cognitively resolving, you accept because you are here in the very Jagat, as part of the Jagat, and you are not denying your existence as an individual, you are not denying the existence of the universe, you are not denying your being different from the universe, you are not denying all the differences you see among other existing things also. All these differences, this duality, this plurality is acceptable relatively, isn't it? There is relative existence of the divisions and duality is there, possible. But absolutely, you can resolve the differences. For you to say there is no Jagat other than Brahman, appearance of Brahman, no, which means you must have already resolved what? Even the very Jivatvam. For you to say, and which means you say only if you have the vision of the Brahman. Therefore, this is the fact, but still the people talk about the creation of the Jagat, the creation of the Jivaha, and only then, only when you accept the creation and talk about the creation, all the confusions come, all the questions come, and those questions will ever remain unanswerable questions. How much you break your head also, you cannot find an answer for the question which is irrelevant. Why there is creation, this question will ever remain unanswerable. You can never answer the question why there is creation. Who created this will never be answered. Where is the creator? Now, will remain who is the creator? All these questions will ever remain the mysterious questions. No? They will remain. The answer will be mystery. Mystery, and then that is when the doubts come. All the emotional problems in duality, the desires, anger, hatred, jealousy, raga, dveshas, all these things, will be easily becoming dominant. Occupying the mind can cause any amount of chaos. As long as dvaitam is accepted as, not accepted, suppose remaining in dvaitam, seeing the differences will never help you resolve these emotional problems at all. There's two ways of saying, only in Advaita Drishtihi all these emotional problems can be resolved cognitively for good. They'll resolve naturally. Jealousy will resolve, hatred will resolve, anger will resolve, ragadveshas will resolve. All of them will resolve naturally only in understanding they're all, only in this vision of non-duality, non-dual reality. But to have the vision, you have to manage them initially. Isn't it? That is why we say karma yoga. There is no way of resolving them for good in ajnanam. Now, yavat paryantam ajnanam stasyati, tavat paryantam dvaitam, dvaita drishti. ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತ್ಯೇವ. ಯಾವತ್ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ದ್ವೈತ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ತಾವತ್ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ಸಂಸಾರ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತ್ಯೇವ ನತು ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಮೋಕ್ಷ ದ್ವೈತೇ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ದ್ವೈ ಇನ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ ಶರೀರಂ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್, ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್. Relatively, there will be duality. Empirically, there will be duality. As long as Shariram is there, cognitively alone you can resolve the duality. Physically, duality can never be resolved. That is why when if you're all hungry, you all have to eat now. Every one of you have to eat for yourself. Because physically, relatively, duality cannot be resolved. But cognitively, duality has to be resolved for you to be free emotionally. When you are alive, then you can be said to be jivan muktaha, jivanti mukta. Jivanti mukta, feminine form of jivan muktaha. Why only Jeevan Mukta? Jeevanti Mukta. Free while living. Isn't it? Always, we never use the feminine gender, we never use it. Jeevan Mukta, Jeevan Mukta. We can say Jeevanti Mukta. Feminine. Jeevan Mukta. When you see everything as it is, nothing you are changing physically. Cognitively alone, you shift the, isn't it? The perspective change. I saw the jagat as something different from me. I see myself now isolated from the jagat as an individual with a limit, with all, an individual with all limitations. I see myself, I see the jagat, then I see I am different from the whole is what Jiva Ishvara Beda. I am different from the whole is what Jiva Ishvara Beda. Why do I see the... Because I don't even know what Ishvara is. But I say, therefore, I am different from the world. This is Jiva Ishvara Beda. Then we said this Jagat, this Ishvara, I don't know who Ishvara is. Therefore, I say what? This Jagat is different from the Ishvara. But with these differences, we hold on to some facts, unknowingly or knowingly. No, all-pervasive, omnipotent, omnipresent, no, timeless, infinite, limitless. All these terms we've been using. Why? Because everybody in the world, any school of thought accepts this one fact is what now? One thing they cannot deny, they cannot prove. What Upanishad says, Paramatma, Sarva Vyapi, Paramatma, you know, Sarvagataha, Paramatma is Sarva, no, we say, Kalarahitaha, Trikalajnaha, we say all these words, the terms we use, we accept, but there's no, when there is logical inconsistency, you know, when there is some logical difficulty comes, then that is where the Dvaitins will say what? Come on, don't think. No? You can't crush your intellect too much. Don't use your buddhi. Just blindly accept. I am limited. Why can't we? No, I am limited. There is creation. God has created and created with all differences. And God is partial. All sorts of things we will talk, we will never question. Isn't it? In fact, the whole teaching is to make us think better and ask questions, and don't ask questions yourself with the help of the Shastra and the Guru. When you ask questions and see law, nothing, the teaching, nowhere should it contradict your reasoning. Isn't it? The important thing is, moksha is not, does not involve any travel, physical journey, and does not, is not an event, therefore, which happens in time also. Isn't it such a big relief? imagine we had, because if it is an event which happens in time, if it involves a journey, means we have to work very, very hard. It involves a lot of effort, isn't it? So that is why, that is what the last verse, what this teacher, what Gaudapada Acharyaji, last verse, what he wants to say is, he takes this moksha concept and he uses that. If it is a kritakaha, if it is something attained newly which was not before, attained through our effort, then katam nischalastasiti, it will not stay forever, we will lose it. But we are not interested in something which is going to be lost. We are sure of retaining the moksha. We are interested in permanent happiness. Therefore, it is not attained as an event also. Because it is not an event, it is not something there. It is already there. If it is already there, it is the very nature of the reality. If the swarupam is eternal, then what? No, the reality is eternal. If, understand? Therefore, if reality is eternal, it is changeless. It is changeless means it is not the cause. If it is not the cause, this jagat cannot be said to be the product creation of the reality. Therefore, it's only appearance, only manifestation. Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. When you say manifestation, means you can only distinguish what? You can distinguish what? When you say ocean is an appearance of water, you see the water as satyam. The name and form ocean, the appearance as mithya, which is not really there, which is as good as not there. Nothing. Only a water is the truth. Similarly, this whole jagat also you see it as what now? The mithya. The jiva, jagat, both resolve in mithya. In satyam brahma, you see everything as appearance of Brahman. Here the word amrita implies moksha. Katam sthasyati nischalaha. Take it as moksha, it will be clear. He is going to introduce this ajati vadaha, and from the 23rd to 30th we will finish in the next class. So you have any questions to ask? Because now next ajati vadaha, I have to talk, introduce ajati vadaha, I have to explain what ajati vadaha. Now he went little diverted. Shankara, the Gaudapada diverted from the regular what he was teaching. He explains a few more things in between. Talked about the consequences of remaining in Dvaitam, not trying, making effort to come to Advaita Drishti, isn't it? Once you are doing Shravanam, in Shravanam, the more and more you do Shravanam, and there itself you start seeing the understanding the Advaitam being the fact. See, unless and until it becomes ascertained fact, isn't it? There's no moksha. For the ascertained doubt-free fact, it has to be continued as not now nidhyasanam and mananam. And even in Shravanam itself, after some time, it helps you think correctly, properly. It helps you see how logically Dvaitam is, being supportive and helpful in resolving many of our problems. Leave alone the moksha and all those things. Slowly how it enhances the clarity. The Shravanam helps you, every time you listen the same thing is repeated, nothing new is taught here. In listening to the same thing repeatedly, you see this like thinnest layer of vagueness resolves and there is some clarity enhances. Always is a growing, enhancing clarity. Isn't it? That is what is, and that you see, then you can see how slowly the other emotional problems also resolve. Slowly it will be resolving. And you can also see how logically you can understand how it is not possible, isn't it? In the process of Shravanam itself. Suppose there is no exposure to Shravanam, and you hold on to your views, and sitting in dvaita means, then even in day-to-day life, simply we are not able to accommodate the nonsense sometimes. See, you don't need to make effort to accommodate something which is not nonsense. Isn't it? You can easily, something sensible, something useful, something meaningful, you will accommodate easily. Why? There's no difficulty. Difficulty is when nonsense also you have to accommodate sometimes. You don't need to accept it, but accommodation is important. That is the difficulty. That is when we most of the times we quarrel and all those things, isn't it? For which also you need the understanding.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tatsat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.